This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Flu hospitalizations are rising sharply in Colorado. More than 300 people were hospitalized in mid-December. Doctors say it's worth knowing that there are now home rapid flu tests, similar to COVID-19 tests. Pediatrician Dr. Suchitra Rao with Children's Hospital Colorado says some come just as individual flu tests.
Some of them come combined with COVID testing as well, and they do a similar thing. So you have a swab, you put it in your nose, and then you can get your test within sort of 15 to 20 minutes.
She says you can buy it at a pharmacy, grocery store, or online, and a number are also covered by insurance. The state has awarded nearly $10 million to environmental organizations as part of its Great Outdoors Colorado program. Here's CPR's Tegan Wendland.
Launched in 2020, the goal of the program is to restore the environment while also increasing access to nature. This year's funding will go toward trail updates, habitat restoration, improving a bike trail near Pikes Peak, and improving wildlife crossings. The funding was awarded to 19 organizations, including Eastern Colorado Grassland Coalition, Metro Denver Nature Alliance, and the Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance. Each organization received between $200,000 and $2 million. I'm Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
Colorado's State Housing Board has approved more than $23 million for housing projects across the state. The money will help fund hundreds of new rental homes and for-sale units. In a statement, Governor Polis said the funding aims to both ease housing shortages and help workers and families afford to live in the communities where they work. This is CPR News.